Dr. Mark Fellerman back at Wells Fargo Arena. We are just about a minute away from second half action. Chargers down 10 to Dubuque Wallert. Good crowd here for the Chargers. Sea of red, as you would expect. Hopefully there's somebody left in town today and the place isn't getting ransacked. But, we do appreciate everybody back home listening and hope you're enjoying the game and doing our best to bring it to you. I wanted to thank the Sheridan Napa store. Visit Napa Auto Parts in Sheridan for all your automotive parts and more. And we also want to thank the Sheridan Hy-Vee, who's a proud sponsor of Sheridan Athletics. Make sure you shop local at Hy-Vee.
I have to give a shout-out. Former Russell basketball coach Randy Miller is listening in and is really glad to be part of this. And, of course, Cheryl Breda, Brett's mom, down in Alabama is listening in.
Definitely. So we've got Arizona, Alabama, and Florida represented. Also want to thank Ben Mackey, my buddy, and Todd Lamberth listening today.
Tyler Nance up on the big scoreboard.
Mark, I was just going to mention the winner of this game will play Harlan or Humboldt. Harlan's the number one seed in the bracket. They play next after this game. So the winner will play the winner of Harlan and Humboldt Thursday night, 6:35, right here at Wells Fargo Arena. So that's the next side of the bracket. To finish out the bracket, Waverly, Shell Rock, and Grinnell will play at 8:15 tonight. And Central Clinton and MOC Floyd Valley will play at 6:35 tonight. So a lot of action here. Wells Fargo Arena, come on downtown and catch some basketball action. Always an exciting time. As here we go. Second half action underway. Wallert's going to have the first possession of the half.
Stall.
And Wallert's just going to stand out there for some reason. Walker. Sheridan's not quite sure what to do. They've never seen a stall technique to start the third quarter before. Pretty surprising, you as here they go. Not sure what's going on, but Wallert is going to get into it now. Wallert's, here we go again. They're just going to stand out there. They're forcing Sheridan to come out, Mark, and they're trying to get Sheridan to come out away from that 2-3 zone, I believe, so they can get Pemsel the ball on the circle there, right where he just got it.
Well, oh, no, you got to be kidding me.
So Wallert picks up a foul, as you can tell. My partner's
my
not
son.
Real happy.
That's my son. You can't call that.
So Felderman, to recap here. All right, easy, partner. Felderman comes out of nowhere. Looked like a clean block on Josh Carter, who puts up the first of 2-3 free throws. No good.
See, he didn't deserve it.
And it looked like a clean block, and instead they get the foul called.
That said, this Josh Carter, you got to like him.
Yeah, and he puts up the second one. Free throw shooting maybe is the one thing he doesn't do well, but everything else he does do well. 6'5", wing player, just a real nice-looking player. So he misses both free throws. Chargers go the other way. Felderman, drop step, shot.
How about a foul?
And
there?
It's up, and it's good, and it did look like a foul, but it still went. So 2 points for Willie Felderman. 8-point game, Sheridan down. Half-court set, Wallert. They get it to Pemsel at the free throw line. He's going to drive in. Puts it up. Good. Nice looking drive by Pemsel. You can tell Wallert talked about their half-court offense right. And what to do against that 2-3 zone at halftime. They came out with a completely different set, and Sheridan might have to mix it up. We'll see how it goes there in the next minute or two.
And that's
so
only,
Sheridan with it.
That's only 6 points for Pemsel, though.
As Moret goes the other way, he tries to put up a shot. He was looking for a foul. And it went out of bounds, and they're going to call it off of Wallert. We're on the far end of the court now. It's a little tough from our angle to see the out-of-bounds line from here. Sheridan looking to inbound it. Lang does get it in. He gets it in to Bankston, guarded by Pemsel. Now he gets it down low to Hawkinson.
Yes.
And he puts it up and in.
14 points for T.J. Hawkinson.
Two guys came out to guard Bankston. Bankston just turned around, and Hawkinson standing on the baseline wide open. So Hawkinson brings it back. Here we go. T.J. Hawkinson tries to draw a charge. He doesn't get it. No call. Pemsel talks a little trash in his face. And
typical.
Back the other way we go. So Cunningham got that loose ball. Carter got that loose ball, put it up. And now Hawkinson gets it for the Chargers. He tries to drive against Pemsel. And Pemsel gets called for reaching. That's going to be his third. T.J. Hawkinson not backing down to Pemsel.
You know, in 1977, Dubuque Wallert played Dubuque Senior, I think, for the state championship over here in Vets. And they ended up giving both schools the sportsmanship award. I don't think that's going to go to Wallert this year.
I did play Wallert my sophomore year of high school at Kennedy. Here's Chargers get it down
nice
to
pass.
Hawkinson. Oh, he puts it up, and it rims out. I was going to say, yeah, sportsmanship was definitely not their forte that time I played up there. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Waller with the basketball. They're still up 10, 37-27. Baseline cut off by Hawkinson. Gets it over to Cam Adams. Puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up again. No good. Gets it again. No good. Still gets it. Puts it up. Blocked this time. Hawkinson finally corrals it. Wow. Cam Adams, four attempts for Waller, and he couldn't make any of the point-blank shots. So Sheridan rushes the other way. Derek Lang's going to drive, and now he's going to get called for charging.
And Adams picks up the charge. Tonight's game being brought to you by the Sheraton Hy-Vee. Proud to be a sponsor of Sheraton Athletics.
And Derek Lang just a little out of sorts right now. Just a little rattled. He's trying to make something happen. That time ran over Adams.
Our score 27-37. Waller with a 10-point lead. 5 minutes left to play.
Here's Adams. He gets a dump down pass to Josh Carter. Nobody picked him up in the lane, and Carter puts it in. So Waller extends their lead to their largest of the game at 12 points. As Hawkinson now gets the top of the key, kicks it out to Bankston. He's going to take a three-point attempt. No good. Fight for the rebound. Bankston gets it. Now back to Lang. Thought about a three-pointer, and he's going to shuffle his feet, and they get called for a travel.
And Coach Schooley up saying, just shoot that shot. Shoot that shot.
And that's a shot that Derek usually does take. He just looked a little hesitant there. Lang struggling right now. Leading scorer on the team. 22 points a game on the season, only with two right now. And we need him to catch fire soon.
39-27. Waller with the lead.
Waller basketball. Jared Walker with it. Jared Walker goes right through the lane, and he puts it in. Coach Schooley might have to think about a timeout here as Waller's really rolling now. As T.J. Hawkinson goes down the other end, they turn the ball over. Back the other way we go. Number 10, Nolan Timp gets it for a layup for Waller. As Hawkinson is on the floor right now for Sheraton, this is not good. He was getting held by Cam Adams, trying to fight himself loose, and it looks like he rolled an ankle maybe. Now he gets up. He's trying to walk it off. Hawkinson really our only scoring threat tonight, so this is huge for the Chargers, and it looks like we might get a timeout. We'll see here. They had an injury timeout. I believe Coach Schooley is going to go ahead and take a timeout. We'll see here. Actually, let's keep it here. They're going to bring in number 22, Kretzinger, for the Chargers.
Joey Kretzinger.
He's going to have to come in for Hawkinson because of the injury timeout, has to take a seat. 41-27, Waller with the lead. Sheridan with the basketball. Here's Hawkinson. He's going to check back in at the scorer's table at the next dead ball. Moret now tries to dribble, and we're going to get a hand check called on Tyler Potts. So Hawkinson is going to come into the game now in just a moment. He's going to come back in for Kretzinger.
That's Tyler Potts' his first foul.
So Hawkinson with a little bit of a limp, but he's going to gut it out. This is state tournament basketball. Not going to come out that easy. So Sheridan with the ball into their own basket, inbounding it. Felderman gets it from Lang. Lang gets it back, and then they're going to say he dribbled it out of bounds. Wow.
The ball was slapped away by one of the Waller players. Derry then dribbled it, and he was right in front of the Sheraton bench, and we couldn't see from here, but obviously the referee saw it.
Big possession here. This game is on the brink of getting away for the Chargers. They're getting out of hand as Waller's up 16 right now and has the basketball in their half-court set. They get it down low to Adams. There's that play again. Adams puts it up to Carter. He puts it up good, and a foul on Willie Felderman.
Yeah.
And he does a little stare down and talk to Willie as Waller does what they like to do, which is stare and talk trash once in a while. Sorry, Mark, I shouldn't have said that.
Every time
I just remember the good old days back in the mid-90s playing Waller.
Carter went up real strong with that one. Willie went up with him, a lot of body contact. And when both of them are in the air, they're going to call the foul.
Yep, that was a good call. Puts it up, and he hits the second free throw. So Waller up 46-27. They got a 19-point lead now. Sheridan desperately needs a basket. Hawkinson gets it down. He dumps it down to Bankston for a layup. Nice pass by T.J. Hawkinson. Tried to double T.J., and he did a good job of finding the open man. As here's Moret, almost steals it in the backcourt. Dives for it. Now back the other way we go. Potts has it. Potts to Carter. Carter's going to take a free throw line jump shot. No good. Hawkinson tips it to Lang. Lang back the other way for Sheridan. Lang's going to drive. He gets cut off. And now we're going to get a foul call. He turned, went to shoot it, ran into Carter, and it looks like they're going to call Carter for the foul. We'll see.
Number two. Yep, Jared.
So Lang's actually going to get two shots. So 46-29, Derek Lang at the line, 3:27 left in the third quarter. Crowd hushes here. Lang puts up the first free throw, and it's good.
He's 3 for 3 from the line tonight.
Only his third point of the night. Almost automatic from the line this year. 85% free throw shooter. Derek dribbles, puts up a second shot, and it rims in and out. I shouldn't have said that. I jinxed him. My bad.
46-30 with 3:20 left to play in the third quarter.
So Walker with the basketball kicks it over in the corner to Carter. Now back out to Timp. Timp back up top to Walker. Walker, 6'3 point guard for Waller. Really good handles. Gets it down low to Adams. Adams puts it in, and it's good. So Cam Adams down low puts it up and in. Back the other way we go. T.J. Hawkinson gets it. He drives, goes flying through the air for an attempt at a layup. He goes around Cam Adams, who just barely gets him with the body, and they're going to get Adams for a foul, and Hawkinson's going to be going to the line for two shots now.
I think they're a little bit behind on the stats. They don't have Adams for any points, and I know he's got four. Hawkinson drains it.
Hawkinson gets the first free throw. Cuts it to 48-31. 2:58 left in the third quarter. The second shot up and no good.
This game being brought to you by Piersbacher Funeral Home. We want to appreciate their support of Sheraton basketball.
So Walker gets it. He kicks it down to Adams. Oh, nice feed up and in. Dubuque Waller starting to make it look easy on offense right now. Coach Schooley has yet to use a timeout. Sheridan still has all their timeouts. Sheridan in their half-court set. Derek Lang with it. Dishes it over baseline to Hawkinson. Back to Lang. Lang, he's going to pump fake. Now goes right. Puts it up. And this time it's good. Nice two-point shot just inside the three-point line. Derek Lang, his first field goal of the game.
I know. With 2:20 left to play in the third quarter.
Yeah.
You usually don't hold him out at this point.
Credit Waller's defense, though. They've got a lot of long, lanky athletes on Derek. Playing really good defense. So Walker with it. He's hounded by Bankston. Walker drives. Kicks it out to Timp. Timp now back to Walker. Over to Carter. Carter, he's got it in the corner, guarded by Felderman. Now back up top to Walker. Waller taking their time. Good movement on offense. As here's Carter. Takes a three-point attempt, and it's
nice
good.
Shot.
Boy, Josh Carter. Josh Carter, he came to play tonight for Waller. Back the other way we go. Hawkinson gets
points.
It. Boy, Hawkinson, Sheridan wastes no time, Mark. They get it up to Hawkinson past the half-court line. He just goes ahead and takes it coast-to-coast, attempts a layup, and he draws another foul.
And I believe that's four fouls. Fourth foul on Cam Adams.
Hey. So Hawkinson's going to get two shots again at the free-throw line. We got the scoreboard high above us here at Wells Fargo Arena as Hawkinson puts the first free-throw in, and it's good.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to see the fouls and everything. We have to look up way high here and try to catch it.
We have to add two more states to our list. Dwayne Johnson is listing in Pennsylvania.
Second free throw good.
And Deb Storm's listening in Nevada.
Oh, wow. Chargers all over the country today. Thanks for listening, everyone. Appreciate it. If you can't be here, second best place to be is somewhere around the radio. So Waller with the basketball. Sheridan down 53-35. 1:30 left in the third quarter. Here's Carter. He kicks it right side to Latner, who's in now. Back to Carter. Carter's out of control. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call a block on Hawkinson. Carter's out of control.
You know, this is kind of like when a really great hitter goes up to hit. And the umpires give him the strike zone. These guys know that Waller is a really, really good team, and they're going to give him every.
Getting a little bit chippy out there, Mark, as Carter runs over Hawkinson. Hawkinson not real happy with some of the, antics after the foul. Hawkinson might have said something back, but getting a little chippy out there. Carter, great player, comes to play with, he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, you can tell, but he has a nice edge to his game. And he's at the line for two shots. First one is up, and it is good.
Oh, wow.
Somehow rattled in.
It went, hit the back and went way high. Hit the front, went way high again, and went in.
Carter, 15.6 points a game on the season. He averages only a 61% free throw shooter. Puts second one up. It's short. Fight for the rebound. I can't see it around the referee. We'll see what happens. It goes out of bounds off Waller. So Sheridan's going to have the basketball.
Waller has a 19-point lead, 54-35 over our Sheridan Chargers. 1:22 left to play in the third quarter.
Sheridan needs a shot here. Try to dwindle this lead down to around round of 10 if they could before the end of the quarter. As Lang's going to take a three-point attempt, and it's wide left. Back the other way. Nobody there for the board for the Chargers. Waller with it. And Banks is going to pick up a foul right around half court as he reaches in on Jared Walker. I don't mind the aggressive play there because Sheridan desperately needs an easy pick and a breakaway bucket here, Mark. So I don't mind that at all by Bankston.
And the legs are tired. So yes. Maybe not moving the way that they need to. And we got another one.
Bankston now picks up another foul in the same exact spot. I'm not sure how many is that on Christian now. Do you know, Mark?
I think that might be three.
Sheridan, once again, has not used any timeouts yet, so that's something Coach Schooley will have at his disposal. Maybe give the guys a break, because he's played pretty much all five guys.
Again. Yep. Nice job.
Almost a steal. Now Wallert finds a wide open Lattner down low underneath the basket. Wallert right now getting a lot of easy buckets, Mark.
This floor is 10 feet longer than the floors that they've been playing on all year. It's an NBA floor. That makes a difference.
Yeah, Sheridan just a little slow on the help defense and giving up a lot of easy buckets as Felderman takes a free throw line jump shot. No good for the Chargers. And back the other way we go. Pushing it is Waller. Number 35 in the game. Matt Hoffman has it.
30 seconds left.
He's going to hand it off. Back out to Potts. Potts had a fantastic first half. 11 points, 3-for-4 from downtown. He's going to hold the basketball here. 20 seconds left. They're going to hold the ball for the last shot in the quarter. Potts gets it up to Walker. Walker, real good-looking point guard. Has great handles, under control. Not sure if he's got a turnover the entire game, and he's going to have it now. 5 seconds left, going to drive. Goes ahead, takes it all the way, puts it up. Good. Oh, wow, what a shot. And he smiles, and that was a fantastic shot to end the quarter. So, rough third quarter for the Chargers. 58-35 is your score at the end of the third quarter. Well, let's take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
This broadcast sponsored by your Sheraton Napa Auto Parts store. Take advantage of their spring oil filter sale throughout the month of March at your Sheraton Napa Auto Parts store.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might.
Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
Congratulations to the Sheraton Chargers and Ben Schooley from Grace Baptist Church. We wish you the best at state, and may God bless you. Congratulations.
Schroeder and Mark Felderman back here at Wells Fargo Arena for the final quarter of basketball. Sheridan down 58-35 right now. I want to thank Circle of Friends Home Care for their sponsorship all year long. Also, of course, Felderman's Brent Franklin. Thanks to all our great sponsors all season for making this possible and allowing people all over the country, literally all over the country, to listen to the game today. 58-35, Sheridan's going to have the ball to start the quarter. Mark, we were just talking during the break there. Sheridan was outscored 25-12 there in that third quarter, so really rough third quarter and probably going to be the difference of the game unless Sheridan can catch fire really quick. So Sheridan with it in their half court. Felderman gets it on the elbow, hands it off to Bankston. He's going to go up, takes a shot, no good, and they're going to get a body check call. Almost a three-point play as it rattled in and out. Number 10, I believe that's Timp. Yep, Nolan Timp gets called for the foul for Wallert. And they're going to call it a non-shooting foul. Looked like he might have been shooting. As Lang's looking for somebody, now he gets it into Bankston. Looked like a shooting foul, I thought. So Sheridan's going to have the basketball. Moret's going to drive. Going to drive. He's hounded. That might get almost close to a five-second call. Now he does find Derek Lang. Lang is guarded by Lattner. Now he's double-teamed. Boy, Wallert doing a fantastic job guarding Lang. And now here's a lob pass down to Hawkinson. Gets it. Now he kicks it right corner to Bengston, and he hits a three-pointer. Christian Bengston knocks down a three-point attempt. Boy, Christian Bengston's having a really nice game. If this is his last game as a senior for the Chargers, he is having a fantastic game.
He is playing
his heart out all over the court, tipping passes, and knocked down a couple three-pointers now, and Christian's had just a fantastic season all around. Sheridan's trying to pick up the pressure on the half-court end a little bit now as Wallert breaks the pressure, kicks it down to Timp, and he puts it up and in. Wallert, Mark, we talked. They're pretty much all their shots they're getting right now are really within 10 feet and in, which is just not a good sign for the Chargers. Hawkinson drives, turns, shoots, no good off the front of the rim.
We're not getting very many offensive rebounds, which is one and done, and Wallert is getting a lot of second chances.
Still a little talking going on in the court right now. Somebody said something to Hawkinson after that shot. Wallert with the basketball. Eric Lattner with it. Lattner, he drives, kicks it over to Potts, guarded by Moret, gets it down low. Number 35, that's Matt Hoffman. He kicks it back out to Potts. Uh-oh, good
shot.
Boy, Potts is just unstoppable, and we're going to get a foul called. Whistle after the play. And T.J. Hawkinson's clapping in his ear. Hawkinson and Hoffman have been going at it that whole possession, Mark.
Yeah.
It started on the other end of the court after Hawkinson missed a shot. Hoffman said something to Hawkinson. Hawkinson not real thrilled with it. And then a lot of contact after the whistle, and they're going to get Hoffman for the foul.
And Hawkinson's going to shoot one and one.
Yeah, Hawkinson's going to get a one and one.
So get a chance to get some points without the clock moving.
I don't mean to dwell on it at all, Mark, but there's just not really a place for that. And, you know, both teams at the state tournament, both teams playing hard, and for some reason just a few players on the court have tried to turn this into a personal agenda as Hawkinson hits the first shot.
Mostly guys in blue.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. It's Sheridan doing what they've done all year, showing a lot of class, and we want to finish that way. Got to keep our tempers under control, as right now we're down 23. Wallert with the basketball after the two free throw makes by Hawkinson. Potts with it. He's guarded by Bengston. He drives left, gets into the lane, dishes it down low. And it's rejected by Willie Felderman. Oh, but Josh Carter picks it up, and it's no good. T.J. Hawkinson rejects
it. Now these guys are talking to him.
T.J. Hawkinson rejects it, and there's a lot more talking going on.
We're going to have talk to him all night.
And T.J. Hawkinson and Cordell Pemsel talking.
I'm talking
and
to the referee.
Potts, referee right in front of us. My partner's here's an inbounds pass tipped away by Bengston.
Two guys right in T.J.'s face after that block. And, I mean, they are an inch away from his nose. Okay. And they're just giving him grief like you can't believe.
A lot of battling going on down low right now as Wallert inbounds the basketball. Cordell Pemsel's going to track it down in the backcourt. He's got it. He's going to try to take Hawkinson, and he does. He puts it up, and it's good. And he
just grabbed his crotch and pointed at him.
So back the other way we go. Lang with it. He's double-teamed. Back out to Felderman. Felderman down low. Hawkinson. Hawkinson puts it up, and it's good. Foul on Pemsel. Three-point attempt, T.J. Hawkinson. Hawkinson is going to town here. He's not going to let these guys push him around. And T.J. came to play tonight.
That's
19 points now, is it?
I think it's might be 21.
Might be 21 after the bucket. As here's Adams. He comes in for Pemsel. Pemsel back out. I believe that's four fouls on Pemsel. T.J. Hawkinson now with the three-point attempt. And it's good. Three-point play attempt, I should say. Free throw. Knocks it down. 65-43. 5:30 left. Wallert with the basketball. Potts has it. Sheridan's in a man-to-man defense. Takes it over to Timp. Timp over to Josh Carter, guarded by Felderman. Josh Carter's going to back it out now. And he hands it off to Potts. Wallert showing really good patience in the half-court set this half, and because of that patience, they've been able to drive into the lane and have a lot of dish-down passes for easy layups. Because here's Carter, speaking of easy shots, goes in, does a pump fake, gets Willie Felderman in the air, and he puts it up for a nice, easy bucket. Josh Carter almost unstoppable tonight. As here's a lob pass down to Hawkinson, gets hammered, puts it up, no good. Wow, they're going to say that was on the floor. Looked like he was attempting to go up. He couldn't go up because he got hammered. So Hawkinson, I believe this is just going to be a one-and-one attempt. I believe that's a ninth foul on Wallert.
That's right. Hawkinson with 22 points tonight. Christian Bengston with 10. Okay. Willie Felderman with 6. Derek Lang with 5.
Hawkinson puts up the first free throw, and it's good. Hawkinson hitting his free throws tonight, too, Mark. Our free throw shooting, like we mentioned, has been excellent the last three or four games this season.
Hawkinson is now
short on the second one.
8 for 10.
That's the second time tonight I've said something before a free throw, and they missed it. My bad.
Just quit it.
So Hawkinson now the other way we go. Cam Adam gets it, and he puts it up against Hawkinson and in.
They've got him for 6. I have him for 8.
So Lang rushes the other way, and somehow he banks in a shot for Sheridan. Derek Lang shakes his head. Hey, it's been one of those nights for Derek, so we'll take it. Three-pointer for Derek Lang. Some nights it just doesn't always go your way. So Sheridan with it. I'm sorry, Waller with it. Josh Carter comes down. Great body control, puts it up and in. Boy, he went up.
I like that kid.
Yeah, he went up. Great body control, puts it in. Bankston now the other way. Air ball's a three-point attempt.
4 minutes left. 47-71.
It's Walker with it for Waller. Walker down the corner to Temp. Thought about a three-point attempt. Kicks it back out. Good decision by Temp. Waller now guarded by Bankston. Bankston picks up the foul with the body contact.
Yep.
So Bankston picks up, I believe, his third or maybe fourth foul. We'll see here. Yeah, Josh Carter, he's a 6'5", long, lanky kid. Goes up, and he's got the ability to adjust in midair, up and under. Just really good body control. Good-looking athlete. Best player on the floor, other than T.J. Hawkinson, who's had a great game. By far the best player on the floor for Waller tonight. As Walker's going to be at the line for 1-1 after that foul, and he puts in the first shot. Walker's a 6'3 point guard, Mark, and he's got really good handles for a 6'3 guard out there. Really under control and sets up the offense well.
He's got 9 points and make that 10 points.
Make that 10.
Along with that's 4 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. Yo, that Josh Carter has got 21 points in tonight's game.
Yeah. Josh Carter's a junior. You got to imagine he'll be playing college ball somewhere. At what level, I don't know, but I would
really
say
like
at least
him.
Division 3 or Division 2.
Good Felderman ball with player. The ball.
Felderman takes it in, banks it in. So Felderman gets it on the other side for Sheraton and puts it in. 73-49, Dubuque Waller. Carter with it, gets it down to Adams, pump fakes, and he's getting called for a travel. Good call by the referee as Hawkinson held his ground and picked him up. Interesting here, Mark, too. Sheridan still has all 5 timeouts, and we actually are going to get a timeout here. So let's take a real quick break ourselves. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
For all your home decorating needs, including paint, carpet, and fashionable floor coverings, see the Interiors and More store on North 7th Street in Sheraton.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Jake Schroeder and Mark Felderman back at Wells Fargo Arena. Sheridan down 73-49 and with the basketball. 3:28 left in the game. Sheridan playing for pride now, still playing hard. Derek Lang with the basketball for the Chargers. Gets over to Felderman. Felderman spin move up and
drop.
Good. Rolls in. Nice move by Felderman against Josh Carter, who's a great defender. Felderman gets his
10th
point of the game. I had a feeling Dad might know.
I knew that one. I didn't have to look.
So Waller with it. Walker picked up by Lang. He's at the top of the circle. He blows past Lang, dishes it down to Carter. Carter puts it up, and he's going to be fouled by Felderman.
Yep.
Boy, yeah. Walker is about able to beat his man whenever he wants out there on the perimeter, and that's been a key this second half. Walker, point guard for Wallert. When we come up on him, he just drives past our guy, creating a miss. A Sheridan player has to come up to pick him up and help defense, and then he's just dropping it down to the open man. Been killing us all half. As the first free throw by Carter's up and good.
They have Willie, as that's only his second foul. I have it as his third, but that's all right with me.
How many points does Carter have tonight, Mark?
Josh Carter, did he make that one?
Yeah.
He's got 22.
22 points for Carter.
23 points for TJ Hawkinson for Sheraton.
So Hawkinson puts up the shot, and it's good. 75-51, 2:52 left in the game. Derek Lang for Sheridan over to Hawkinson. He's got it on the right wing. Long pass over to Felderman at the elbow. Felderman drives, spin move again, same move as last time on Josh Carter, and Carter gets him on the wrist for a foul. That's going to be two shots for Felderman. Felderman's doing his patented drive right, drop step, spin move into the lane.
His Channel 5 move.
Yes. He's been doing that all year, it's been a beautiful move for him. Something he's really improved on this year is that drop step, spin move, and he takes it up strong. As Felderman puts it up, and it's good. The senior, one of the most improved players on the team last year, had a nice year last year, but by far and away a far better player this year, and maybe one of the keys, Mark, is confidence. You can see the confidence. Confidence plays such a big role in any sport. As Felderman hits the second one.
Well, that, and I'm not exaggerating, I say 3 to 4 hours of work on basketball a day, all year. All summer.
And it shows. Willie Felderman's had a fantastic season for the Chargers. Senior should hold his head up high at the end of this game as Sheridan guarding Wallert in their half-court set. Walker with it. Walker drops it down to Cunningham, who's called for travel. And we're going to get mass substitutions now as Ben Schooley. Good move here by Coach Schooley as he brings out the five starters for Sheridan. Sheridan crowd up on their feet, giving a huge round of applause to the Sheridan starters. Coach Schooley hugging his guys. Willie Felderman, senior. Christian Bankston, senior. Ben Moret, senior. They leave the floor for the last time. Just an absolutely fantastic season for those guys. And Coach Schooley gets some other guys the opportunity to get a chance at some state tournament playing time here. We've got a lot of seniors on the bench here. Hunter Storm, Alec Reynolds, Brett Breda, who just gets called for travel. I'm trying to go ahead and give these guys some recognition. Absolutely. Sean Sullinger and Joey Kretzinger on the floor right now for the Chargers. So we've got four seniors, I believe, on the floor right now.
Yep, four seniors on the floor.
And they get a chance to say they played on the Wells Fargo Arena court, Mark, which is a thrill of a lifetime because there's 2:12 left in the game. 75-53, Wallert in the lead. Wallert also brought in most of their bench in that timeout. So Wallert with the basketball. Three-point attempt is up, and it's no good. Rebound, Wallert puts it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. We're going to get a foul call, it looks like, on Joey Kretzinger. Kretzinger gets the foul. Number 23, Judd Ott, will be going to the lane for Wallert.
Sheraton hasn't subbed a whole lot this year. Yeah. But these five guys and the three other guys that are on the bench are the reasons why those first five guys are so good.
Yes.
You have these guys out here, as you said. You got Alec Reynolds and Sean Sullinger and Joey Kretzinger and Brett Breda and Hunter Storm out there. And they are the ones who pushed these other guys as he hits the free throw to make them the team that went, it's going to be 21-4. And that's an incredible season. And Brett Brady's going to get to shoot some free throws.
Yeah, Brett Brady gets fouled out on the perimeter. Sheridan just got the basketball. And Brady is going to go to the line for, I believe, two shots now. They're in the double bonus, Wallert is. Sheridan is, I'm sorry.
And also, Brad Kretzinger is over there on the bench that hasn't been in yet, along with Aaron Kane and Quinn Storm. And those three guys are going to be crucial to be part of the team that's going to replace Willie Felderman and Christian Bankston and Ben Moret. And those guys are ready to play, and they play really hard.
Brady misses the first one, puts in the second one, so he gets his name in the stat column, his first point of the game. You're absolutely right, Mark. Those guys on the bench have just been great teammates all year long. They haven't been selfish and complained, and they've really pushed these five or six guys that have gotten most of the playing time, and right now they're getting their own playing time with 1:35 left in the game. Wallert takes a three-pointer, and it's good. It's number 25. They've got, number 25, Zach Miller.
80-54 with a buck and a half left to play in this game.
So Hunter Storm, he passes it over to Brett Breda, who looked like got distracted by Krutzinger cutting through the lane, and it went through his hands out of bounds. So minute 20 left, and Sheridan Charger crowd quiet right now. Always disappointing when you have so much hype coming into a game, Mark, but it in no way takes away from
right.
perhaps the best season in Sheridan Charger basketball.
Fantastic season.
If not one of the best.
And they ended up with a really hard draw.
Yeah.
Against a team that could be vying for the 4A championship
yes.
instead of the 3A championship.
I'd be shocked if Waller did not go all the way in 3A. If they do not, it'll be a major upset. As there's another three-point attempt by Waller. No good. Rebound to Waller. Up. No good. Fight for the rebound.
Alec
Reynolds gets a rebound. 56 seconds left as Coach School is just going to do a substitution timeout here. And he does bring in the last three reserves. Aaron Kane, Quinn Storm, and Joey Krutzinger come in.
Brad Krutzinger.
And what I really like to see here, Mark, is the three guys that just came out, Breda, Hunter Storm, and Sean Sullinger, the five starters, all got up off the bench and greeted them and congratulated them. That's really good teammates there. They're not over on the bench sulking. They're still supporting their teammates, so that's good to
Absolutely.
See.
Aaron Kane with the ball up top.
Shows the kind of character that the team has had all season long. So Sheridan's got a lot to be proud of, the whole community. Some long faces in the stands right now as Aaron Kane's going to hoist a three-point attempt.
Yabba! Aaron Kane
gets his name in the stat column. Good
That's
for Aaron.
The first of a whole bunch for him over the next couple years.
Aaron's going to have a lot of playing time next year. He's had to wait his turn, and he'll get some opportunities next year. Just a sophomore. Usually once you go from that sophomore, as Waller takes a three-point attempt, air ball, no good. Now rebound, Krutzinger. Can say that from that sophomore to junior year.
Watch out, Brad.
Sophomore to junior year is a big jump physically. As Waller gets a steal from behind, as Krutzinger didn't know the Waller man was behind him. And now a foul is going to be called.
15 seconds left.
Not sure of the fouls. I'm just going to send number four, David Wedewer to the line.
The foul was on Aaron Kane.
Wedewer's on the roster. 5'9". The last guy on their bench is finally, they get somebody under 6 foot out there, right? So 15 seconds left, 80-57. He misses the first one, puts the second one up, and it's good.
Quinn Storm inbounds the ball. Bradley Krutzinger brings it across midcourt. He drives, switches hands. He's going to pop it back out to, as the ball slapped away. It's on the ground. Krutzinger to
Quinn Storm.
To Quinn Storm, who puts it up in the air and makes the bucket. And our final score, Waller 81, Sheridan 59.
So Waller 81, Sheridan 59. That's your final score here from Wells Fargo Arena. Sheridan hung in there most of the first half. Really, the very end of the second half and the start of the third quarter was when Waller pulled away. They outscored Sheridan 25-12 in the third quarter. They had just just broken open that 10-point lead going into halftime and taken the momentum. They did not let the momentum stall at halftime, Mark. They came out on fire. They came out ready for that 2-3 zone, and they went right to it. So Waller turned on the heat in the second half. Give them credit. They have a fantastic team. As we mentioned, be shocked if they do not go all the way in this last 3A state tournament. A lot of athletes on the floor. Sheridan on the floor right now, center court, and they are going to be presented with their state tournament quarterfinal trophy. Not a lot of these in the Sheridan lock trophy case, Mark, and we said it the same this summer with the baseball team. We need to add more trophies, you know, in those trophy cases, and so we're proud that we're going to put another trophy in the trophy case, and hopefully this is just the first of many to come.
Well, any tears that you see on the side of the Sheridan Chargers is going to be because the end of a great, great season. Not because of this loss tonight. Today, we keep saying tonight, it's the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah. feels like night in here with the bright lights, but Sheridan receiving their trophy, getting a nice hand from the Sheridan faithful. Sheridan has just a phenomenal crowd here tonight, as you would imagine, and very proud of the guys. Just really acted first class. Our town and our student athletes, especially, Mark, have acted just first class all season. Great sportsmanship. Yeah. So much to be proud of. And
the Waller boys applauding the Sheridan boys. Yep.
So much to be proud of for Sheridan community. And if you want kids to represent your community well, this team has done it. So tell you what, let's take a break. I think we're going to have a short post-game show. We're going to try to wrap up, grab a few interviews for you, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Jake Schroeder, Mark Felderman from Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might.
Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
Congratulations to the Sheraton Chargers and Ben Schooley from Grace Baptist Church. We wish you the best at state, and may God bless you. Congratulations.
Jake Schroeder and Mark Felderman back at Wells Fargo Arena. Sheridan loses to Dubuque Wallard in the first round of the 2014 state tournament game, 81-59. Dubuque Wallard turned on the heat in the third quarter and put Sheridan away. I'm going to send it over to my partner here, Mark Felderman. You're going to have some final stats for us, Mark, and then I'm going to hand my headset off to Jim Frank, who has a few comments, and most likely Jim's got some history, too, knowing Jim.
Yeah, you think he does?
Yeah. So go ahead and give us the stats. I'm going to hand my headset off.
All right, very good. The stats being brought to you by Hanson Iowa Realty. If you're looking to buy or sell property, call your premier realtor in Sheraton, Hanson Realty. Tonight, the final score here, Wallard winning the first round in the state championships here by a score of 81-59 over our Sheraton Chargers. The Chargers finish with a fabulous season, 21 wins against only four losses. No question they got the toughest draw in the entire place to having to face Wallard in the first round, and that was really good. For the Sheraton Chargers, great job tonight by T.J. Hawkinson. This afternoon he put in 23 points and as well as four rebounds and just played lights out really, really well. Willie Felderman ended the game with 12 points and four rebounds. And Christian Bankston added 10 points, three rebounds. Derek Lang, 8 points, four rebounds, and 1 point, 3 points added by Aaron Kane at the end of the game with a great Yombo. Quinn Storm with 2 points at the end of the game, and 1 point by Brett Breda. Ben Moret did a nice job of taking care of the ball tonight as well. On the Wallard side, I got to say that Josh Carter just played lights out, and I just enjoyed watching that young man play. He ended up with 23 points and 9 rebounds, leading the way for Wallard. And he plays like that, he's definitely going to be looking at all tournament honors. TJ made a case for himself to be considered for one of the all tournament spots, although oftentimes guys that get knocked out in the first round aren't given a whole lot of consideration. I've got Jim Frank beside me.
And Mark, good job. Before you go, we want to thank all the fans back in Sheraton for listening. They are getting ready for the next game. They're going to push us out of here. But move that headset over to Jim real quick.
Oh, okay.
And Jim, don't go anywhere, Mark. Jim, thanks a lot. You did a great job helping us out on the pregame. And this is a tough loss to see, especially I know how you feel about the whole private school, public school getting mixed in here at State. I know how you feel about that.
Well, when I saw the brackets, when I saw how the brackets racked up, I knew Sheraton was in for a tough fight. I mean, we were playing a 4A school tonight, but I almost feel like any of these private schools, these church schools, ought to be a 4A school. You can say they don't recruit, but they bring kids in. I mean, there were probably kids on this court tonight.
From Wisconsin?
From Wisconsin and Illinois. And you ought to take into consideration what these people have to draw from instead of just the number of people in the school. They bring in whoever they want into that school. I mean, if you're not up to quality, you don't go to that school. They don't let you in. And it's just not fair to a smaller school like Sheraton. I mean, it almost breaks my heart, and I'm proud to death the way the Chargers played tonight. I mean, it just...
I'm proud of the fans. We had some of the most obnoxious fans sitting behind us. We had the worst seat in the house being down
here
on...
That, my friend, is a good Catholic education. I mean, I don't know. They must not have nuns like you see in the movies, you know, cracking the knuckles like they used to, you know. was just disgusting.
They got let out of school, and they got to kind of go whichever direction they wanted to. But anyway...
If Sheridan... I mean... You look at tonight, and I hope to heck Sheraton ranks high for that sportsmanship trophy.
Yeah.
We should have won it in 72 when we were here. There were so many comments about the Sheraton fans and the Sheraton people at that game. I don't know how we didn't win it that night, but... I hope to heck Sheraton and Albia both take home the sportsmanship trophies.
Very good. Well, Jim, thank you for joining us. Thanks for your help on the pregame. We had a great show talking to Jim Greeley and Bob Kane and Butch Gibbs, Larry Meixel, and others. I know your team didn't win here tonight, but thanks a lot for joining us and helping us out.
I came in and didn't want to say that I didn't expect them to. I hoped that they would prove me wrong. I just knew they were up against the wall, and I'm proud as heck the way they came out and played.
Well, and you look towards next year, you've got Lang is a sophomore and Hawkinson is a sophomore, so they're both back.
Yeah, the nucleus is there, and I'm sure looking forward to the Chargers next year. I'm going to have to get to see them play more often. I just didn't make it, you know, to that much this year at all, and I really kind of felt bad that I hadn't, but...
All right.
But congratulations, Chargers, for being here, and the whole community is proud of you, and just thanks for being here.
Yeah, we want to say congratulations to Waller, too. We're not going to be sore losers.
No, but they were the better team on the court tonight.
But they were a 4A team.
But they were, and they more than likely will win this thing. And you look at the brackets, and three out of the four could possibly be private schools.
Well, we'll see if they make a change to that sometime. Jim, thank you very much. Some final comments from Jake and Mark before we leave the airwaves here. We're going to put the headsets back on.
Some final comments before we go.
Well, this is Mark Feldman along with Jake Schroeder. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Joe. I want to say it's been an incredible season, and it's going to be great to have Derek Lang and TJ Hawkinson back along with Quinn Storm and Brad Kretzinger and Aaron Kane. But we graduated a bunch of boys that are really near and dear to my heart. Being one of those senior dads, it was tough to see the season end, because it was an incredible season. And I want to say thanks to all of those seniors who made this a very, very special basketball season. And we got a very special spring season coming up and a special summer season with you and the baseball team. It's going to be, I think they're going to end strong.
I hope so. And thanks to Joe and KISC for letting us call the game. It's been just our pleasure calling it from Wells Fargo Arena. And Joe wanted me to mention also just a few more sponsors: Northridge Assisted Living, Circle of Friends Home Care, Felderman's Ben Franklin, Johnson Machine Work, Kent Farm Management,
Belzer Equipment, CNC Cycle, Sheraton Ford, the Ben Franklin Store, Hanson Realty, Pierce Baker Funeral Home, Waters Auto in Indianola.
Thanks to all our sponsors. Couldn't do it without you. And I believe everybody at home appreciates it, too, as they've been able to listen in all season long to KISC basketball. So,
and all over the country today.
And all over the country today. We had at least five states represented. So I think we're calling it a wrap. Thanks, partner. Appreciate
hey, Jake, it was awesome.
Good calling the game,
Joe,
with you. Thanks, Joe.
Fun.
Appreciate it. And that's going to be a wrap. So for Mark Felderman, and this is Jake Schroeder saying goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next fall with football. How about?
Sounds good.
And some baseball this summer. So thanks for listening, everyone. You're listening to KISC Thunder Country. Goodbye.
This Chargers sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Midwest Heritage Bank.
Program, push audition. Yes. Yes. Can you hear me? Yep.